Blog Talk Radio.
When you make a decision, do you consider the consequences of that decision before you make a choice? You may be sitting there thinking on this Motivational Monday, woo, Coach Adams, that's a great question and truly a heater. Well, I love that you think so. Well, you know, I want us to go on a journey of discovery together. Let's grow through the process of discovery as we explore this very question. When you make a decision, do you consider the consequences of that decision before you make a decision? Let's lean in.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny. And that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation. And we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I truly love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series about our subtopic that we will be leaning into. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online. at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. You know, it's so important to note that our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey personally and professionally to win. I know you want to win. That's why you're here on Motivational Monday. So take advantage of the rich jewels and gems that we have available for you. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I, of course, will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming. And I'm, of course, going to do that around today's subject. And then, if time permits, we're going to open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, your tablets, your iPads, your smartphones with your notes, you need to grab them so that you can, in fact, capture the jewels and gems that will be shared with you on today around our subject. And before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you, our global listening audience, support us with this ask. We're asking that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle of carrier pigeon. Woo! I think you get it. Bottom line, we're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you as we take this journey together and have them to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support, expanding our outreach, because without you, we couldn't do it. And we're here every Monday for Y-O-U. Yes, we are. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we stated, we are in our Shape Up series, and we are looking at decisions. And as we opened, the question was raised, when you make a decision, do you consider the consequences of that decision before you make that choice? Isn't that a great thought to ponder? Do you consider the consequences of that decision before you make whatever choice you're going to make? Again, I say to you, decisions. You know, when we are looking at decisions, we're looking at drawing a conclusion or a resolution around a specific area. After we've done a little research, we've kind of drawn a conclusion after consideration and said, okay, I am going to move forward with this decision. And I want you to see the caveat between the two. The consequences is a direct result. It is a direct result that is come to after we've made a decision. It is the conclusion of whatever that decision may be, the consequences versus the decision. You know, I want us to consider, if you will, play in my sandbox. You know, our regular listeners, you know your Coach Adams, she loves to play in the sandbox. So play in my sandbox. Let's consider you're hungry. You are hungry for breakfast. We're going to consider the little chicken and the pig. You're hungry for breakfast, and on your plate, you say, hey, I want bacon and eggs sunny side up. I'm going to have me a little English muffin and some hash browns and a cup of coffee. And in that decision, because the little chicken and the pig, they don't have this decision process. They are the result on our plate. But did they get the opportunity to consider the consequence behind this decision? They're on your plate. You're enjoying your great breakfast of bacon and eggs. But who suffered the greatest consequence to bring that breakfast to your table? Was it the chicken or was it the egg? You see, the chicken, he gives you the egg. He gives you the egg, but yet she still has life. She may go through a little pain in pushing those eggs out for you, but the pig had to give its life. It had to die so that you could have the bacon on your plate. I imagine, if you will, if there was a conversation with the chicken and the pig prior to them landing on your plate, I guarantee you, you wouldn't have bacon on your plate. Because if the pig had the opportunity to consider the consequences, guess what? That pig would say, forget you. I'm not giving my life so you can have bacon on your plate. I anticipate that the chicken would be okay because it doesn't cost the chicken much when you look at the consequence. But yet, for the pig has to give of its life. And so when we're making decisions, decisions are great. We must make them. So often, individuals will get stuck because they won't make a decision. You know, my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, are always challenging us as an executive team. And I love and appreciate my coach, Al Hollingsworth, for this because he says, make a decision. And so often, we get caught up in not wanting to make a decision. Decisions are important, but we're going to look at this from a different point of view. Because the question that we're processing today is not just decisions, 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 but rather we are looking at when you make a decision, do you consider the consequences of that decision before you make a choice? It reminds me of an opportunity that I had to go to Ghana. This was going to be a great opportunity for me, a fully paid trip. It was a ministry trip to Ghana. I had never been to Ghana before, and I was so excited about the opportunity. But when it came down for me making the decision, I had to consider the consequences. You see, the backdrop was this. In a six-year period, I had suffered about 10 major respiratory attacks. I had pneumonia twice. I had acute respiratory infections. I had chitis, upper respiratory infection. I had so many different things for me to even recall. Bottom line, I was attacked in my respiratory system about 10 times in a six-year period. Now this trip for Ghana came up. Now, normally, when you travel to a nation country like Ghana, you have to prepare for this trip. It's not like, an example, going to Australia where you can just get on a plane and go. There's nothing that you have to do prior to prepare your body for that particular trip. You see, when you go to Ghana, you have their shots that you have to get. There's a time period in which you have to allow the processing of those shots and the medication that they've put into your body, all of that to occur. And I was not going to have the processing time that was needful in order to prepare. Now, in consulting with others, yes, I could have still gone and gotten the shot, but the time period, the window, was very small. And so I had to step back and consider the consequences. You see, I had to step back and consider the consequences because, as I stated, in a 10-year period, I mean, in the 6-year period of time, I had suffered 10 respiratory attacks, major respiratory attacks. And so being able to go, I would have needed planning time. And when I thought about the consequences, let me think about this. I go, I have this great experience, but yet I come back and my respiratory is so compromised that I can't even breathe. I'm struggling, or I get sick there. I had to process all of this because I didn't have the proper time that was required for the shot. And I said, you know, consequences. When I looked at things from the other side, beyond just the excitement of, woohoo, paid trip to Ghana, sign me up. But I had to consider the circumstances of 10 respiratory attacks in a 6-year period of time, not enough time to do the shots in the way in which would be recommended for such a journey, shorter period time window, and the cost of the air quality that's not the same and different, and all of these different factors. And I decided at that time, and it was a difficult decision, but what I leaned into was the consequences, the cost of that decision. Great experience, but at the cost of my respiratory system, at the time, too great. And so I want to challenge you as we are diving into this conversation today here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. And I so appreciate you, our global listening audience, tuning in. When you, and I'm going to continuously, with intention, repeat this question because I want you to really process and I want it to vibrate, that when you make a decision, do you consider the consequences of that decision before you make a choice? Now, the challenge that I have is that I am a woman of faith. And the challenge that I have is that in processing through what I'm sharing with you, it's difficult because with faith, you're often launching out. You may not be able to dot all the I's and cross all the T's. But what I think, I heard a very insightful message by Dr. Miles Monroe. And Dr. Miles Monroe says that consequences are more important than decisions. And interestingly enough, I heard the message that I'm referring to right now after, well after, the journey that I went through and the processing that I went through to decide, was it the right time for me to take that journey to Ghana? Because I stepped back and said, let me think about the consequences associated with this decision. And when I heard the message from Dr. Miles Monroe, I got excited. I said, wow, I was right on the right track. Again, Dr. Miles Monroe states that consequences are more important than decisions. He states, don't ever make a decision more important? Listen to that. Don't ever make a decision more important than the consequences. Because decisions give birth to consequences. And I thought, that is so profound. Maybe you don't see it as profound as I do, but in living life, I've seen the effects of not processing through the consequences, not considering. And so I want to challenge you, I want to challenge me as entrepreneurs and business people that are listening in, those that are looking to launch your business, your vision, because of course, Motivational Mondays is all about work it now. When? Work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dream. Well, in doing so, I think about a number of different things. I think about put your dream to the test. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am a Maxwell Leadership Certified team member. And so with that, I'm licensed to teach on certain curriculums by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And I think about put your dream to the test. One of the number one questions is, are you willing to pay the price, the cost? Meaning, are you willing to deal with the consequences associated with pursuing your dreams? And we have to consider the cost, the consequences when we're making decisions. You know, I also think about my mentors that have a definition for entrepreneurs that I love, and I'm sure it's very close to the definition that Webster's has. An entrepreneur is one who takes a calculated, hear those words, calculated risk for private profit. This calculated is, again, weighing the cost, considering the consequences. But as I stated, for me as a woman of faith, a believer, it's like, ooh, I struggle because it's like I want to just leap out. I want to launch. But we have to consider the consequences. Because usually it's stated that, okay, yeah, usually we'll say, make a decision. Make a decision. You got to live with it. When you make the decision, you live with it. But the myth of that is, because that's what we usually hear, if you make a decision, just live with it. You made your bed, lie in it. I know you've heard those things, right? But the reality is that, in essence, that's a myth. You don't have to live with the decision per se. Decision is made in a mere moment of time. What we're living with are the consequences. Think about that individual. They decide to get in the car with their friends, and they decide, we're going to rob a convenience store. They made the decision, but when they get caught and now they have to serve time, that's the consequence that they didn't consider. In the moment, the decision was, we're going to rob this convenience store. We need this money now. But they didn't think about, calculate, consider the cost of what now, what does the trajectory of your life look like? And so I want to challenge you today, our global listening audience, as you're listening in. I want to challenge you, and I want to share with you to process in the great wisdom that I shared with you in this statement from Dr. Miles Monroe. Consequences are more important than decisions. Don't ever make a decision more important than a consequence, because decisions give birth to consequences. And so when you're looking at working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams, you have to consider the consequences. Now, I want you to think about this. I want you to consider the consequences of not living out your dreams. Mm-hmm. I want you to consider the consequences of not working your vision. I want you to consider the consequences of not fulfilling the assignment, the reason why you were created. You see, in essence, you are the answer to someone's prayer. What is on the inside of you? The vision that's on the inside of you, that seed of assignment in you, is the answer to someone else's prayer. It is exactly what someone else needs, that vision on the inside of you that you have yet to birth, that dream that you have yet to live out. Someone is waiting for you to execute. And you must think about the consequences of you not fulfilling your assignment. Now, the richness of that and the weight of that is heavy. You know, I was just having a conversation today, literally, because I was honoring an individual who I saw that they've launched out in a vision that they had been sharing with me. And of course, as the coach, I am challenging and cheerleading them on this journey. They moved on it. I said, wow, I honor you. And what they said, you know, it kept pulling on me and nudging me and tugging me. And I had to make the decision to move on it. And they shared with me, they said, you know, I didn't want to not do what I felt strongly that God was leading me to do. In essence, what they were saying is they were thinking about and processing the consequences of not fulfilling their assignment. And that's what I want to challenge each and every one of us as entrepreneurs, as business people, as inventors, as visionaries, as dreamers. I want you to consider the consequences of you not living out your purpose, that purpose that is coded in your very DNA, the very reason why you were created, because someone's waiting for you to live it out. It's in you. You already know what it is, but I get it. Fear has held you back. You've been reserved because of fear. Okay, maybe it's not fear. Maybe you feel like it's not the right timing. Maybe life circumstances and situations and issues are weighing heavy on you. I don't know your circumstances, but I want to challenge you to look at and to consider the consequences associated with you not living out your purpose and the reason why you were created. You know, I think about my journey, and for those of you that are regular listeners, you know I have an extensive background in real estate. And when I think about, and I was sharing this with the individual that I was talking to today, as I was honoring them for living out their dream, for living out their assignment, I said, you know what? My journey has not been a perfect one. It really hasn't. It hasn't been a perfect one. It's had and has been laced with challenges and difficulties. No question about it. It's had its highs and it's had its lows. I've had my struggles along the way. I've had high moments. I've had low moments. And I've had time in between. Easy days, not so favorable days. I can go on and on. Peaks and valleys. And I shared with this individual, I said, but this is the thing that I know to be true. When we are living life on purpose, life is more fulfilling. We are living life that's more significant because of the higher call of purpose. And I can say that to be true. I said, you know, you can't focus on the money exclusively. Now, don't misunderstand me. Hey, I know we live in a world system that, yes, absolutely, money is important. Money is the way in which we do commerce. When your rent is due and the first is coming up, the landlord doesn't want to hear, well, I'm pursuing my great dream. I don't have any resources, but I can write you a check towards the future of that. So know that I'm not living bubble, and I'm not, you know, coming through life with unrealistic processing. We have to have the money. But the money cannot be the number one driver as to why we're doing something. And that was something that I was conversing with this individual on, because they said, well, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I need, you know, I got to have the resources. And I shared with them, I said, you know, I believe that when you do your assignment, and I'm not saying you may not have to do other things in the meantime. Great wisdom in doing what you have to do until you don't have to do it anymore. But at the same time, you cannot allow the money exclusively to be the driver. It has to be focused and anchored in and vision and the assignment that you were created for. And pursuing that, because that's where the fulfillment, the significance, the higher call of purpose comes. I am a firm believer that if we keep doing it, whatever it is, and we're passionate about it, and we're pursuing the purpose that we've been created for, I'm a firm believer that the money will come. Now, this is the thing. It may not come when you want it. It may not come as quickly as you want it, but over time, it will come. But when you are living life on purpose, when you are focused on completing your assignment, filling that, in that, anchored in that, you will find fulfillment and significance. So many are living lives just existing like a hamster on a wheel every day, doing whatever that grind is that you feel you have to do, but you're not counting the cost of that. What are the consequences of that? Is life passing you by? Are you looking up and you're realizing, wow, I'm not even enjoying these riches that I'm establishing because I'm in the grind of? Again, count the cost, the consequences of the decisions that you are making. That is what's most important. And count the cost of not fulfilling. Although my journey is not perfect, I am grateful every day that I am living life on purpose. I am so fulfilled when I think about the experiences that I have had. It's interesting because I was sharing this as well with the individual, and I was telling them, if I had focused exclusively on the money and not purpose, I would not have had the experiences that I've had. I've had travel opportunities that literally on pay places that I have gone to, and I've seen the experiences. I went from no passport to a passport with a lot of stamps in it. I've gone to places that people have on their vision board as a hope that they want to go one time. I would just love to go to London, or I would love to go to Paris, or I would love to go here, and I would love to go there. And I can honestly say, in many cases, I've been places that I had hoped to go multiple times, places I didn't know I would like to go. I think about Prague as an example, and I could go on and on. But this is the thing. Because I was following purpose, and fulfilling my assignment, these opportunities were jewels of blessing on the journey. Now, at the time, if I would have thought about how can I afford this and so on and so forth and what have you, the money wasn't there. It didn't make sense. But it was about fulfilling my assignment. And I can tell you the consequence of not fulfilling my assignment is that I can speak to my illustration that I give often, a square peg fighting to fit into a round hole. That square peg was not designed for that space. Therefore, it was dealing its constant friction created to be in. You're dealing with friction in your life, and you're trying to figure out why. It's because you're not aligned in that very space of purpose that you were designed for. And so the consequence is your lack of peace. You're burned out, your lack of rest. You're stressed, you're overwhelmed, this, that, the other. That is the flip side of the consequence of not living life on purpose. And as you know, Coach Adams, I'm giving myself a new name today. I am the purpose doctor, okay? I'm all about living life on purpose. All about living life on purpose, fulfilling your very assignment. Because, see, I know what it's like not to live life on purpose. When I was in real estate, and real estate is a good thing. It really is. I know many people that are extremely successful in real estate. So we can do good things, but not these things that we were created to do. And when we are not doing the thing that we were created to do, that's where that square peg trying to fit into a round hole consequence comes in based on that decision. You know, it's so, I was even in real estate finance because I don't like finance. It's like when I think about it in retrospect, I was like, what were you thinking? But that's just the point. I made the decision and I didn't process it through. So when we're talking about making the decision but not putting the greater weight on the decision, as Dr. Miles Monroe stated, consequences are more important than the decision. We have to think about the consequences. When you're thinking about the consequences, I want you to think about the chicken and the pig. I want you to think about that if the pig had the opportunity to say, no, I don't like the consequences of giving my life so you can have gin. I guarantee you, the pig wouldn't do it if the pig was able to process the consequences. And so again, think about, when I make a decision, personalize it right where you are, sitting in your car, in your home, in your office, on the road, wherever you are. When I make a decision, do I consider the consequences of that decision before I make a choice? Ask yourself a question. Challenge yourself in this process. And then step back and study the consequences. Again, the two individuals decide we're going to rob a convenience store because we need money, and they don't think about the consequences of you getting caught. You're going to lose 5 years, 10 years of your life, whatever it may be, of your freedom locked away. If they would have thought about that consequence, they may have said, you know, maybe that's not a calculated risk. Maybe that's not the risk that I want to take. A calculated risk is processing, calculating, evaluating, looking at the cost. And so even when you're doing something that you have to do, give yourself a timeline on that cost. Say, hey, I'm going to do this for 6 months, but in that time, I'm going to be storing up towards my freedom date, and I'm going to sacrifice and do what I need to do, focused on vision. Yes, it's going to cost me a lot, but the consequences of not living life on purpose are far too great. It's a lack of peace. It's unrest. It's frustration. It's feeling like you're existing and not living. These are the consequences of not living life on purpose and fulfilling your assignment. How do I know that? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, how do you know? I've lived it out when I was in real estate. Those are the things that I felt when I was in real estate. You see, I felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, but I also felt like I was going against the flow of life. Now, being on the other side, living life on purpose, I'm going with the flow because I'm doing the very thing that I was created to do. Now, it doesn't mean that life doesn't present with it its challenges. But think about this. Envision this. When you're going with the flow of the river, the current, even though there may be turbulence around you, it carries you in the midst of. But if you're trying to go against that current, against the flow, it's like, it's this. You're dealing with all of this resistance, this greater fight that you don't have to. So when it comes down to it, we must study the consequences and really evaluate, acquire the knowledge that you need, do the research, ask questions, determine if you're able and willing to pay the price, looking at, if I don't live out my purpose, what would life look like? What would it be? In 5 years, what would my five-year older self feel about me not living life on purpose? So in essence, you must count the cost. And in counting the cost, you are considering the consequences of the decisions that you're making. And I want you to consider the consequences of not living life on purpose. You know, this is a time in our broadcast when I love bringing you, our global listening audience, into the discussion. So this is a time when we invite you to share in the discussion, in the programming. You know, I want you to be encouraged to press 1 on your telephone to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You can ask a question, make a comment around today's topic, and that topic, decisions, decisions, decisions. But we have a big question mark there because the real focus is looking at our consequences associated with our decisions. So press 1 on your telephone keypad. Would love to have you interact. Of course, the interaction always lends to a richer dynamic and environment. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do have to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your keypad. You must dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to have you interact and engage with us, and at any stage, you're welcome to jump right on in. Would like to know, did you get anything from today's topic? What is the golden nugget that you are taking away? Because this whole journey of Motivational Mondays, courting you in your positioning to win. What am I winning at? You may be thinking, Coach Adams. Well, you're winning in the process of working it now. What am I working? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, I mentioned put your dream to the test. This is one of my private masterminds that I'm offering in February. If you would like more information about put your dreams to the test, you know, this is the perfect time for you to evaluate and to kind of line up with 10 specific questions focused in different areas based on the book by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, Putting Your Dream to the Test. The reality is this: when you can answer the majority of the questions and they're favorable, it is likely that your dream, whatever it may be, will become a reality. Sometimes there are a number of different things that may prevent us from our dreams becoming a reality. And so put your dream to the test gives you that processing of looking at, examining, outlining in a group setting with like-minded individuals in a private mastermind who are on this journey with you. And so if you would like more information regarding put your dream to the test, text or call 310-289-2101. If you're texting, simply include your name and mastermind or put your dream to the test. You know, for those of you that may be listening in for the first time, you may not even know this, but Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment, and it starts every Monday right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. My desire to walk out my purpose. I pay to be here to empower you because that's my heart. I do. I'm here every week giving life to my vision, and that is edifying and empowering others on their journey. Again, the purpose doctor is in the house. I'm coining that. That's the new one, is in the house. And I want you to benefit from the richness of what we have available for you. And so know that Motivational Mondays is the first leg on that journey. Every Monday, you can tune in, jumpstart your week empowered with rich insight that you can add to your journey, tools and gems that can support you in fulfilling your assignment, your vision. When now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. One-on-one coaching is another resource in our full circle of empowerment. Get the coaching support that you need. You know, any great athlete has a coach. Any great athlete. You know, we're in for bowl season. The athletes, they have the talent, but they have the coach that supports with the strategies that are needed for the win to get them to that place. And so if you desire to elevate and move to the next level, know that one-on-one coaching is a great opportunity for you. And what better time than to join in partnership with yours truly? Dr. Purpose in the house. I am like totally tickling myself because I love that, because my heart is all about purpose. But of course, that's not the true title. Lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. But I'm really feeling this whole Dr. Purpose. I'm feeling it, you guys. So would love to hear. What do you think about that? Text and let me know. 310-289-2101. But seriously, full circle of empowerment. Motivational Mondays every Monday right here, presented by Inspired Media for you, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. One-on-one coaching customized specifically to meet your needs, your dream, goal, vision, needs. Group coaching on specific topics that support you in a setting with like-minded individuals to assist you in moving to the next level in your assignment, group coaching. And we do have Put Your Dream to the Test coming up in February if you want more information about that. Team building, training, so much associated with the full circle of empowerment. If you want more, don't hesitate to, again, call or text 310-289-2101. As we prepare to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close in just a few moments, I want to give you a quick summary highlight of where we've been, because I want to make sure that you are reminded of the significance of where we have been in this process and the question that we raised today. When you make a decision, do you consider the consequences of that decision before you make a choice? The chicken or the egg? No, I'm just kidding. The chicken or the pig or the bacon? Do you consider the consequences? I said that because I want to make sure that that story around who has the greater consequences, the chicken or the pig, in order to bring you a delicious breakfast to your table of bacon and eggs, one has a greater consequence. And that one that has the greater consequence, of course, is the pig, because the pig has to sacrifice its life for you to eat bacon. But if given the opportunity to look at the consequences, I assure you, the pig would say, no, I'm not going to die so you can have bacon on your plate. That consequence is too great. And that's why we're talking about that we must look at and evaluate, as Dr. Miles Monroe stated, consequences are more important than decisions, as we just do a summary wrap-up in where we were today. And so, in essence, we must evaluate, study, look at, process around the consequence of you not living life on purpose, the consequences of the decisions that you're making on your journey. Either side, whichever coin, is it heads or tails, however it flips, you have to evaluate. There's pros and cons to each side, and you have to look at and then make the decision. Now we're taking a calculated risk. And so in essence, what are we saying as we prepare to close out today? Study the consequences. Acquire the necessary knowledge that you need in your processing. What does that mean, Coach Adams? It means do your due diligence and research. Ask questions. Seek expert counsel. Get into the right partnership with like-minded individuals so that you can ask questions and feel comfortable about processing, digging into, what if, and really looking at, evaluating, but also determine, if you're able and willing to pay the price of the decisions, like we said, the individual's robbing a convenience store because in that moment, they need the money. Because this is the thing. The reality is the decision is but for a brief moment. It happens in that one moment. But the consequences we have to live with for the rest of our days. Do you like the trajectory, the direction that your life is going in? I must share with you that, and I often remind our listening audience that you don't have to lose focus on your goals, but you do. You have. And that's not a judgment. That's not a condemnation. It's a reality of recognizing that you have. But now think about the consequences associated with, again, you not living out your vision, your goals, and your dreams. The lack of peace that you will have because you're not fulfilled. You're feeling the friction of life. You're feeling like you're going against the grain. And then say, hey, is this a price that I want to pay? Do I like the journey that I'm on, the trajectory where I'm going? If you do, then stay on the path that you're on. Don't make a shift. Continue forward. If you don't, then now is the time to make a shift. And you must ask yourself, what are you willing to do differently in order to get different results so that you can achieve your dreams? What are you willing to do differently? Are you willing to sacrifice extra hours in the evening, get up earlier, your lunch? You know, I often reference a very dear, I mean, she's become very near and dear to my heart because I remember her journey early on and it truly inspired me. I don't know if you're familiar with the name Jewel Diamond Taylor. Jewel Diamond Taylor, early on her journey, she was still in the corporate setting, and I remember hearing her speak, and she shared that when she was in the corporate setting, again, this goes back to doing what you have to do until you don't have to do it anymore, but counting the cost and the consequences of if you continue to do what you're not designed to do, the results of that, the lack of peace, So I remember having this conversation with Jewel Diamond Taylor, and she shared with me that when she was in the corporate setting, that on her lunch hour, she maximized that lunch hour. The night before, she would outline and plan what calls she would make. She had the phone numbers. She maxed that hour out. She would bring lunch, sit in her car, do what she needed to do. And so I'm saying to you, are you willing to do what you need to do in order to live your dreams, in order to work your vision, achieve your goals? Are you willing? So you have to ask yourself the question as we prepare to close out Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. What are you willing to do to get greater results and to achieve your goals? You see, a part of this process is having the right people around you, on your team. That is truly key. That's actually one of the questions that we evaluate in Put Your Dreams to the Test. Do you have the right people, quote unquote, circling the wagons around you? And again, I state, now is the perfect time for a winning partnership. So if you want to speak about a one-on-one coaching partnership so that you can get into better alignment to win. Again, you've gotten the number. I'll give it to you again. 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Text or call for one-on-one coaching for my private mastermind starting in February on Put Your Dream to the Test. To learn more about the Full Circle of Empowerment in general so that you can be empowered on your journey. You know, if you didn't ask a question today, no problem, but rather you have a thought or comment, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group, and you can continue the dialogue there with us. All are welcome. And as we close out today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we thank you again for tuning in, and I'm so excited that you were here today, and I look forward to sharing with you on next week. Maybe you're tuning in for the first time and you say, hey, I want to learn more about this Coach Adams person. Well, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. And as we close out, I leave you with this. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in. We look forward to having you next week.